Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elizabeth and Radar. It's Relationship Intervention.
What risk would you take to get what you want? Because mixed listener Lisa says she's torn on agreeing to what her boyfriend is offering. So Lisa, the stage is yours now. You brought this to Relationship Intervention. Let the mixed family know the issue. What's going on?
Okay. Hey, guys. So my boyfriend just offered to pay for a tattoo, and I'm just not sure if I should get it or not.
You know how expensive tattoos are? I mean, I would jump at that opportunity. Sure, you want to pay for it? Do it.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So what's wrong?
Exactly. They are super expensive, and I already have three. But oh. I always want to get more, but like if they are expensive, I really didn't know if I could afford it, you know? So...
Okay, so what's
What's the problem?
What's the problem with that?
Okay,
I mean, yeah,
so,
they're
okay. I totally love my boyfriend, and we've been together like not even a year though, and he has like a bunch of tattoos.
Oh yeah,
and he's like super into tattoos. Yeah, it's like really sexy and everything. But okay, so his buddy, he owns a tattoo shop near Milwaukee, and so my boyfriend wants to buy me a tattoo, and it's like a matching tattoo for both of us, and he thinks. He loves it and thinks it would look great on me, and he's going to get matching. And he said he made the appointment tonight already with his buddy that owns the tattoo shop. And I love the tattoo. I think it's great. It's super cool. I'm just nervous about it because...
Well, what's it about? I mean, what is this tattoo? You said it's matching.
Are you both getting the same tattoo? He wants to get a tattoo with you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because... So I have two problems. One is that, like, the design, I really love it. It's super cool. It's just, like, very, very big. And it would probably take up, like, most of my forearm.
What is this tattoo?
I'm just nervous about that.
Right. What is this tattoo all about, though? What does it look like?
Okay, let me try and explain it. So it's, like, half a heart.
Okay.
But then the heart's made of an ocean wave. And then the other half, he's going to get the matching half. So when we hold hands, I'll have it on my right arm. He has it on his left. And when we hold hands, it makes one full heart with the waves, and it has our initials in it.
Oh my God, I think that sounds kind of cool. So wait, you don't want to get the tattoo?
Okay, well, here are my two issues. I love the artwork. It is so cool. You guys, like, if anybody saw it, they'd be like, oh my God, that's like the coolest tattoo with the waves and the heart and the matching initials. It's got his initials, my initials. But it's, like I said, it's a giant tattoo. It would take up my entire forearm. And then even more upsetting, maybe, like, what's making me not know, like, what to do is, like, I'm completely in love with him now. But, like, what if we do break up? And then I'm going to have this, like, huge tattoo on my arm for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you're getting a best friend necklace. How those necklaces used to break apart, but you're getting it as a tattoo on your body.
This is permanent action.
Do not do it.
What?
Every reason she just said.
Lisa, how much is this tattoo? Did he tell you?
Oh, no,
I know you said it's expensive.
Who cares how much it costs?
Just a minute here.
Yeah,
don't get a tattoo. If it's an individual tattoo, a matching tattoo, as someone that has tattoos, don't get one that you are not 100% happy with.
But Lisa, how much is this tattoo? And your boyfriend's paying for this?
Who cares if he's paying for it? She doesn't want the tattoo.
I think she kind of does.
Over $500.
It's $500.
Over $500.
So what? If he wants to spend $500, have him spend $500 on something else that you'd want.
He wants the matching tattoo.
No, look.
This is huge.
Let me tell you. My husband has a bunch of tattoos. When we went to Ireland on our honeymoon, he said, I'm getting a tattoo in Ireland. And I thought, cool.
Yeah.
You want to honor you want to honor our honeymoon. Yeah. And he wanted to get his wedding band tattooed on his finger.
Oh, and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law want to do the same thing.
I said, that's a kiss of death. I said, I will walk you into a tattoo parlor when we have our 30th wedding anniversary and you can do it.
Mm.
We actually know a couple that did that after 20 years of marriage. They are no longer even married. It is the kiss of death. I talked him out of it. If you're not 100% into this tattoo and you're like, I love him now, but
Lisa.
Don't do it. You can always get the tattoo later. Mm-hmm.
Lisa,
can...
don't be persuaded by Elizabeth. She has always been against it. I knew you were going to jump into this and say, oh, it's the kiss of death. Lisa, but what if it's not the kiss of death? What if it's something that just brings you even closer to him? Think about this tattoo. You can look back on it and say, man, remember when we got that? Now we've got... You know, a life together, we've
been together,
family.
You've been together a year, and I'm not saying that that means it's not long enough to get a couple tattoo. I'm just saying you're calling into a radio station to ask. You even said, but what if I'm not feeling this?
Because she wants reassurance, like, oh, don't worry about that but. Just go for it is like what I'm saying.
Don't do it.
Elizabeth is saying
don't
do
it. You have to be 100% happy with what your tattoo is going to be and where it's going to be on your body.
So, Lisa, yeah, bottom line, what would you want to know from our listeners?
Just do they think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
A bad idea.
No! Not a bad idea. All right, so... Lisa,
what about that he also, he suggested it, so that means that he is dedicated to me also, right?
Yes, he's dedicated.
That shows me he loves me. It's not like I'm just getting a tattoo for him. He's also getting, we're sharing, you know.
Oh, Lisa, I think you're on. Yeah, I think you're leaning.
Then Lisa, then get it.
I think you're leaning.
If you want to get it, go get the tattoo. But how you started this conversation, it sounded like you kept thinking, what if it doesn't work out? And okay, we're going to let the listeners be a part of this
Let's
and get
that.
Their advice. You guys, you can call, you can text. The number's the same. Either way, 414-432-1099. Help out Lisa here. You said the appointment's tonight. Back out of it.
No,
or
don't
get
back
something
out of
else.
It. Don't make that decision.
Or get something you can cover up. That's you said your whole forearm? That's massive.
That's cool, I think. All right, Lisa, here's the deal. Before you make that final decision... We're going to let you go. Please listen to the advice and the opinions of all the Mix family because they're calling and they're texting right now, 414-432-1099. Can we get an update with you tomorrow, whether you decided to back out of this appointment or whether you went through with it? Can we get you back on the show 8:20 tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Okay. 414-432-1099. Call or text.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amanda, you have one of the wedding band tattoos, and you still think Lisa should not get this tattoo?
What?
That's correct.
Why?
Because he wants initials in it. The initials is the worst part, because he can go back and get a cover-up cheaper than she can. Well, he's got a buddy who's a tattoo artist.
What's the difference with getting the... Wait a minute. What's the difference with getting that wedding band tattoo? Because there's no names, there's no initials
there's
in
no
it?
There's no names, there's no dates, there's no initials. Mine's a flower, so I can easily get my whole hand tattooed with flowers and have a garden on my hand.
Okay, that makes sense.
Interesting. Spin on that. Okay, Amanda. That's a really, really good point to bring up. I still think if she's having any kind of doubt, she shouldn't be getting the tattoo. Like,
well, that too. If you have second thoughts, then it's a no.
Yeah.
If it was just the half of a heart, you can always go back to a tattoo shop and get the other half with something else on it.
Her problem is that she loves tattoos and they're so expensive, and she really wants it, but she's got this little thing pulling her back. But then she's like, no, I want to get. It's like a tug of war with her, and
she needs to say no initials because she can always go back and get the second half of that tattoo if they break up.
All right, Lisa, you're listening, so there. There's just one listener with advice.
Yeah, Amanda has a backup plan for the tattoo. Thanks for calling in, Amanda.
Appreciate
it. No problem.
All right, Sandra, what did you want to say?
I wanted to comment on the tattoo thing.
Yeah. What is it?
I understand where she is confused about, you know, maybe not wanting to get it, or she wants to get it because of, you know, she loves him or whatever. I've been in the same position. I feel like she should talk with her boyfriend about the size and maybe downsize it. That way she can feel better about getting it, but feel better about later on if it doesn't work out, that she can get some kind of cover-up design over it.
Yeah, and Amanda had said don't even use the initials, so you're changing it up too. So
compromise.
All right,
these are some great options.
Yeah, Lisa is listening, so we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Sandra.
All right, thank you. Yep.
All right, let's go to Megan. Megan, you, what did you say about people that have tattoos with significant others with names and initials?
Every single person that I know that has gotten someone's name or initial of their significant other tattooed on them is no longer together.
Oh.
What? And how many people are? I mean, come
on. Hang on a
second.
One
friend
or a ten. Eric's still with me. He's got stuff for me. We're still together. We're going on year, what, 11, 12?
I'm not saying stuff. Getting stuff is fine. Me and my husband have, like, similar matching tattoos. But it's the initials or the name that seems
he's got.
Always...
No, he's got my initials. He's got initials. Oh. He's got a Celtic love knot. He's got my birthday.
So it's not everybody.
It's
Megan.
Not everybody.
What? So you wouldn't do this, Megan?
I would not do this. No.
What is Lisa going to do? We've got all kinds of calls coming in here. I mean, it's a lot to think about.
And our text messages are just blowing up, too. Matter of fact, from the 904 area code. Must be somebody who lives here. Hey, before we do that, we'll let you go here. And that 904 texter says, we will be married 33 years in November, 41 together. Don't do a tattoo. I love my husband, but if he passes away first, then I have to get the tattoo in memory of him. So not right now, but later in
life. I don't know, but then I think about, like, if you want to get a tattoo for your person, why wait until they're gone? Why not do that while they're here?
Exactly. I don't know.
All right, let's go to Nicole. Nicole, you've got multiple tattoos, so what's your take on this? Should Lisa get the tattoo with the boyfriend?
No. So I've got two parts to this, right? First off, like the last texter was saying, I've been with my husband for 10 years. We've been married for 4. We both have tattoos. We would never get tattoos that are, especially not like a name or something. Maybe a matching.
Why? Now, because you're not going to be together forever? Is that what your plan is?
It doesn't even matter about that. It's like, I don't want someone's name on me.
Because you don't love him. That's what you're saying. You don't love him enough.
Oh, radar.
Wow, what a jump.
Oh, I'm just saying, if you don't want his name on you ever.
I don't want anyone's name on me.
Wait, have you taken his last name?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it there. Just having some fun with you there. That's all.
Every tattoo I've gotten, I have waited at least 6 months after getting the idea for that tattoo.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Minimum. And I have had hundreds of tattoo ideas. I do not have hundreds of tattoos. And so... absolutely. If this is something she wants to get matching tattoos with or whatever the case might be with their particular couple, wait at least the 6 months before doing it. So
wait
it's
6 months.
Never. It's not right now.
All right.
Okay.
Lisa
is
listening, and man, she's got a lot. I don't know if it's going to help her or what, but she's got a lot to think about here.
She sure does, and we're going to get that update tomorrow morning, 8:20 here on The Mix.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.